Farmers, the original environmentalists. Farmers also provide the folks who love outdoor sports like hunting with the... They're the source for all the great game that's out there. So we're heading down to South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Department, and Chris Hall, Communications Specialist, joins us now. Hello, Chris.
How we doing, Nick?
Good. So you're motoring through eastern South Dakota. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Presho, which is kind of south central, heading to Sioux Falls. And funny that we should talk about farmers. I'm going to do some videotaping and recording of some land management workshops called Habitat Pays. I'm just trying to help landowners make sure that they've got the right resources if they want to get some more habitat on the ground, whether it be, you know, assistance with dams or dugouts or trees or brood plots or food plots. Got a program called Habitat Pays in South Dakota that we started about this time last year. It's a website, habitat.sd.gov, kind of a one-stop shop. Any program that landowners would want to know about, you know, helping with habitat and helping with wildlife on their land. So I'm bombing down the road. Actually, I pulled over because I'm not supposed to drive and talk on the phone. But
just in case the boss is listening.
And we're doing a bunch of workshops to try to get, you know, just make sure that landowners, if they need any help or got any questions or even just a little remotely curious. So then I'm videotaping them and putting them on the website, and then I'll bomb back to Pierre again tonight.
All right. Now, so I suppose the list of meetings where and the upcoming meetings that you're having with landowners, is that on the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks website also?
Yep, that's on that habitat.sd.gov, Habitat Pays, it's called. If you type in Habitat Pays on your search engine, it'll be the first thing that comes up.
Cool.
So we're kind of getting towards the tail end of that stuff, but that's why I'm videotaping them. So, you know, if a landowner or something wants some information, they can go get any of the contact stuff, watch the videos, do all that stuff, and hopefully, you know, get them some answers, because that was one of the big things that when we were talking with landowners across the state. And this was kind of spurred by when Governor Dugard did the Pheasant Habitat Summit. We did a big meeting, 600 people from across the state came.
Wow.
One of the issues was, well, you guys have programs, and Fish and Wildlife has programs, and the conservation districts have programs, and NRCS, and all these places have these programs, but it's confusing because we don't know exactly where to find them. So we got all the players together, Pheasants Forever, everybody, and said, all right, where's the programs? Where's the links? We're putting them under a one-stop shop called Habitat Pays. That way, you know, it's going to take some of this confusion, some of the legwork out of it. Has any contact information from across the state, people that you can call that will come out and give you some good advice on what'll work not only for your wildlife, but, you know, for your pocketbook too. So that was kind of one big step that we heard from landowners, and it was a big, big project, but we've got it up and running, and it's going really well.
Excellent. Well, Chris, thanks for doing that. Chris Hall, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Communications Specialist. I would assume that's creating habitat on the farm is going to be good for the spring turkey hunt. What's the latest for turkey hunters this spring?
You know, our turkey population kind of got what it needed, and it was a nice winter. You know, our turkeys across the plains of South Dakota have been in pretty good shape and really expanding, but last year we had a really tough winter in the Black Hills, and it started early, and I know a lot of, especially, you know, North Dakota and Minnesota guys, they like to come all the way to the Black Hills and hunt because it's a really cool hunt. There's a lot of public ground. Most turkeys had a tough winter or even two, but this little easier winter, turkey numbers are looking in good shape, and it should be a ton of fun. If deer could make noise like a turkey did, I think there wouldn't be a deer in the world because everybody would love to hunt them so much, and not that they don't already, but
yeah.
Turkey hunting in South Dakota is a riot because there's a lot of different areas. You know, you can hunt the plains. I'm from Sisseton. I've hunted Cheechee Hollow. I've hunted those areas, but I love going to the Black Hills and hunting too, so
yeah.
Looking really, really good.
And I remember I used to live in Rapid City. Went out at Custer one time, and you're talking about turkeys in the Black Hills. 35 years ago, it was about 1980, maybe even the late 70s. I can just close my eyes and see a bunch of turkeys east of Custer just strutting around about right after sunrise. I mean, what a great visual that is. So thanks for... Now, so are there lots of turkeys? Are they more prominent in the eastern part of the state this spring?
You know, we've got good turkey populations in that eastern part. You know, those licenses can be a little harder to get, but in the Black Hills, it's kind of a, you know, you just send in your tag and you'll get those tags. So it's a little easier for like a non-resident if they were going to come. But our turkey population up in the Northeast, there again, took a hit with a couple tough winters. But this winter and even last spring with some decent hatching and nesting conditions, they've really shown that they're starting to come back and they're in pretty good shape.
Excellent. I understand you got a new goose management plan for the northeastern part of South Dakota.
We do. We're just getting it unveiled now. And one of the things that when you said, hey, do you want to come on? I said, this would be a great opportunity to kind of reach out. We're looking for input, especially from landowners, on our goose management plan. That's going to be up on our website, gfp.sd.gov. We also, most of South Dakota landowners get a publication called Landowners Matters. There's going to be a card in there where you can weigh in on what you think we should do with the goose population. We've seen it starting to go down, you know, from all-time highs, you know, 5-10 years ago. But, you know, trying to put a, you know, exact management level on it and what are you willing to put up with on your ground or in the area, and, you know, trying to find some input from those landowners. It's a big, big part of the process. You know, South Dakota is 80% privately owned, and we realize and we work with our landowners really closely on trying to figure out where those levels need to be. So really encouraging. We're going to be pushing it in the next month and a half to get some comments on that. We encourage people that, especially landowners, to go out, look at it, you know, see what you like, see what maybe that's a little high, and we want to hear from you, because those decisions that we're making on the management end are tie into production and tie into everything that landowners and sportsmen do. So we're encouraging all our sportsmen and landowners to go and take a look at that plan. It gets a little heavy reading, but there's a really good synopsis on there, and there's some high points and stuff. So to go and hit that and look and see what you like, what you don't like, and we sure want to hear from you.
Excellent, because, you know, out in the country, the soybean fields, boy, they can be decimated in a hurry by the geese. So, the management of the geese, that's a two-edged sword.
It really is, and I've been working with Game Fish for 10 years now, and that was the one thing that really, you know, really stood out to me immediately is, well, you know, there's the biology part of it. Well, that's only half, and sometimes it's not even half. It's you got to have that public input and the sociology part of it of, you know, everybody wants to see more elk in the Black Hills, but what about the landowner that has depredation of alfalfa? Say he's got an alfalfa field out there. Maybe he's got too many elk, or, you know, everybody loves to hunt ducks and geese, but what about the guy, you know, in Bay County that's getting his soybean field torn apart? I mean, everybody, you know, has a say in it, and that's a huge, huge part of not only our Game Fish department, but Director Steinwan up in North Dakota. I mean, that's a big, big part of it, and people don't always believe it, but it's, you know, those decisions are based, you know, 50-50 on the biology and the sociology part of it.
All right. Visiting Chris Hall, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. Hey, Chris, what I've learned from your peer up in North Dakota, Doug Lear, is that they are ineptly named snow geese, but they don't like snow. So are they all over now, or where are the snow geese in South Dakota?
You know, they came by. I was down at Pheasant Fest in Kansas City a couple weeks ago, and they were 100 miles south of South Dakota on a Thursday. By that Monday, I was in Sioux Falls, and they were past Sioux Falls. I mean, they were moving. We got that big storm. They pushed all the way back through. I was in Aberdeen this last weekend. There was thousands and thousands of geese between Redfield and the North Dakota border. From what I'm hearing from some of our conservation officers and some of our biologists is, you know, we've got that tail end kind of up in that area, in that Sand Lake area. I'm driving. I saw one high-flying flock here, but it sounds like you guys have them in North Dakota now. At least the big bunch, you know, those juveniles come back a little later, you know, will be coming through, I would guess, in the next week or so. But, yeah, isn't that something to see that, you know, they find that snow line and they stop.
Yeah, or retreat a little. So.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. All right, couple of minutes left. With the early spring we're having, the warm weather we're having, obviously ice fishing is history. So how about spring fishing opportunities in South Dakota?
you know, spring fishing, living in Pier, we get spoiled. We have open water all year round, and down below Owyhee Dam, and the winter fishing and spring fishing has just been fantastic for walleyes. It's even surprising. It's just that stretch of the river, you know, there'll be a day where it's 25 degrees and there's guys out there in boats, and I can just about tell you who they are because they're the diehards. But with this weather, man, the traffic and the fish that are being caught is fantastic. Lake Owyhee is all the way open, so now you're starting to see a little bit of pike fishing, which is one of my huge passions. So I'll be this weekend, I'll be sitting on the shore of Owyhee somewhere drowning a giant smelt and looking at a bobber waiting for a 20-pounder. And that reservoir has a lot of 14- to 20-pound fish, and it's an underutilized resource. So, ton of fun. But, yeah, fishing's getting cranked up. I know some guys have been on some of the prairie dams and potholes and stuff. In Pier, even already catching largemouth bass up, you know, pitching up the shore. So,
wow.
So we're going great guns out here, but I can't believe that it's not just a matter of a week, and they'll be doing some open water fishing up in that northeast corner too.
Excellent. Yeah, head over to go by Waw Bay and get her done, as they say.
Yep, find where the water's running in and set up shop, and something's going to be grabbing the end of your line, that's for sure.
Excellent. All right, and you indicated what bait works, so well, we won't share it. All right, Chris
bait,
Hall.
Smelt
is the word. Chris, yep. Hall, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you so much for the visit. Hey, maybe we can do this regularly once a week.
Hey, glad to do it. I was telling some of my friends up in Northeast South Dakota that I was going to be on your show, and they listen all the time, so I'm sure I'll be hearing all kinds of guff about what I got wrong and what I got right.
All right. Well,
anytime you want to hear from us, I'll gladly help.
Let's try it again next week. Thanks, Chris.
Perfect. You have a good day.
You bet. All right. Taking a break. Back with Ag Secretary Vilsack after this on Farm Talk.